that's just added to the actual letter itself, that's mutter. That's called kiruv oisius. Oh, 1 minute. The only problem is that's the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, I'm not going to rule here. The Magen Avraham says that if a person puts a letter onto a proches, he sticks it onto a proches, he's done an isur kosev. Now the question is, why is that kosev? The letter were already there. So a person takes a, I don't know what, a chof and a tof, very often on a proches, and he puts it onto a proches, it's osur. The shah is, why is it also? So many actually learn the reason why it's also because you put it onto a backing. When you put a letter onto a backing, it's a much better letter. And therefore, to put a magnet onto a fridge to write a message or something, that could be more problematic then already, yeah? Unless the letter is already on a backing. Yeah, very often these magnets have just got a letter S, and you put that onto the fridge with the magnet, so it's now got onto a backing. If the S is on a piece already, it's got its backing already on there, then you're not doing any extra. That's nothing, it's already on a backing. That's a good example of the sphere. Sorry, no, yeah, no, the Moshe, I don't have it here. But many shoes have got these things that you slide in to put in for. Yeah, all those things. That's mutter. Because that's already written on a backing. The letter's already written on a frame. It's on a square in, and you just slide the square in, so it's already on a backing. And I can't think of an example. The Scrabble, some of the Dulux model of Scrabble, where it goes in, sits into a frame, it sticks onto a frame, that's much worse, Tucker, then. Or who are doing a jigsaw puzzle, that could also be worse, Tucker. You've got the pieces, and you stick into a frame to make something, that could be worse. Oh, it could be. I don't know what it is. Coast or whatever. I don't know what block you're doing. That's boring. Because whenever you stick something onto a backing, that could be a problem. But the actual kir of oysters itself, you just got letters. You bring them close to each other. That's not a problem. That's how we spoke on this big shayla. Mr. Brewer speaks about on a siddur where the person's got on the side of the siddur, he's got writing. But when he opens the page, he breaks the letters. Now, that's much worse there, because there you're making a letter. Even so, the Taz says that's like kiruv oisius, half letters joined together is alright. The Maaser, it's not mushkim, many people are chodok on this. Mishnah Berurah says one should avoid this. One should avoid the situation. One should use a siddur, not like this. You can have this, it can be relevant this somewhat. A person can have a siddur which you've got a tear in the middle of the page. You've got a tear in the middle of the page, and the Maaser, you can't read the letters, let's say. So now to put the page together, stick the page together, in order that you can read the whole thing, that could be problematic. Because now you're making kiruv oisius, you're making the letters being able to be read. That's the problem. So to join those two letters together in such a way should not be done.
Two full letters together.
But two full letters to line up together is mutter, yeah. That's an important point there. Two full letters to line up together. So the marshal, let's say you've got on a siddur, the marshal, it's cracked, mummish in between the letters. So you want to line it out to be able to read it, that's mutter. If it goes through half a letter, and you want to line out, you can't read it as it is, and you want to line it out to read it, that's the problem. That's why these jigsaw puzzles could be problematic. Many of these jigsaw puzzles are half oisius.
Two letters could be making a shame,
though. I'll tell you, kiruv oisius is mutter. You've got two letters, you've got let's say, a gimel and a gimel, on a piece of paper, and you put them next to each other, that's not called kosev. Yeah, that's not called kosev, because the nun was there, the ches was there. Just bringing letters together is not called kosev. Making a letter is kosev. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says there's no problem to bring letters together if they're already there. The only problem is to make a letter. And now the question is, if you've got half letters and you bring them together, that could be worse.
What's that?
Yeah. You write down Shabbos. If you write that from scratch, kiruv oisius is mutter, the Gemara says. Yeah, it's clear, that's going on clear. And because of that, we came onto these jumpers, the gap jumpers. That's also very interesting in the Moshe. These gap jumpers, where the zip goes down and it mummies breaks the letter, it's in the middle of the A gets split. That, is problematic. According to Mishnah Berurah, one should not use that on Shabbos. Because what you're doing is, unless you've got nothing else to wear, but otherwise, that kiruv oisius, you're bringing half letters together, is problematic.
Well,
no, Mishnah Berurah says that, because the Taz holds that kiruv, even half oisius is butter. Many people are chodek with a taz. So Mishmur says, L'chatchila, one shouldn't do this. One should not do even half oishes together. But if one's got nothing else to wear, then one could be lenient and one do this. This answer, someone just asked me now, this week I was just going to lift someone and gave me a sign, I wonder if he can use a combination lock on Shabbos. He wants to know, can he use a combination lock? He's got to get into his garage. His garage has got a combination lock on it.
Numbers
also could be a code. I mean, the marshal, to make half numbers join up together is a problem.
You're not half, you're not. half a number together.
No, I'm saying the same thing as cubic ratios. You've got everything there. You're making a pattern. You're making, let's say, the code to get in is 613.
You said
Kira,
it's a fixed thing.
Well, so, yeah, I say it's mutter because it's Kira Bosha, it's already fixed, it's already inside, it's not doing any extra, it's already in its place.
No, but you said scrub it, it's in a fixed thing, it's a problem.
To stick it onto a fixed thing is the problem. To stick it onto the board, here it's already in the board, here it's already in the lock. You're just moving it around, that's not making a new thing, it's already inside the frame. In the combination lock, it's already inside the frame where it is, so you're just moving it around in the frame. That's mutter, that's takamutta. To the scrabble, to put it on the board and make it firmly on the board where it sticks on, that's putting it into the frame for the first time now.
So what's the problem?
That's the case of the proichas. When you stick a letter onto the proichas, the Mogen Avraham says that's called cursive. Why exactly is hard to understand? Shlomo Zalman says the Maaseh made a better writing now that it's firmer, it looks better. Yeah, it's an interesting thing, the Maaseh that. But so a combination locks mutter, all these things are mutter actually, yeah? It's allowed to be done. The jigsaw puzzles, yeah, that was a bit of a question. Jigsaw puzzle, sorry, that's not so good, yeah? A jigsaw puzzle. What else was there in Koso? We spoke about photos and surveillance cameras. So we said about surveillance cameras, interesting, as you walk past a camera, so a picture's being taken of you. So you could learn that's called Koso. So many times it's not Ksiva Deraisa because it's only it's digital. What? Yeah, it's a situation. It's a damage, but as you walk, you know you're going to make it. I'm not sure where you're in
hospital. I want to get into a
wall. Ah, so that could be worse then. When you want to get into a place, Lamosha, that could be worse, Taka, then. Yeah, that we said is worse. Lamaisa, they were matter that as well. Yeah. It's Bishar Sadchad, but you can't get it. They hold, that's not cool. You have to come onto Smorrow's, that's anyway taking a picture. That means, don't forget, the surveillance camera is taking a picture. Let's say the surveillance camera's over there. So it's taking a picture the whole time of that spoiler trunk there. I now go walking on that spoiler trunk. I'm not really doing maths because it was anyway taking a picture. It's a ratio. The problem is the psik ratio over here. It's the psik ratio of what's going on. So that is not so posh. The Meister, we found when we spoke about it at the time, we said the Meister possible will allow one still to do it. Of course, if one can avoid it, it's better to avoid. But if one can't avoid it, you can't get done without it, then one's allowed to do that. And that's a surveillance camera. That was okay. What else did we speak about, race cafe? Hey? Then we spoke about shapes out of food. That was also interesting. Can you make a shape out of food? So that, the world we live in today is very fancy. A lot of things are very fancy. So you want to make all different sorts of shape with foods. So that is actually interesting. Lamaisa, a simple shape, we said, was allowed to be done. A very simple shape. And what, let's say to use a melon scoop, to scoop out of a melon little balls, things like that. That's not called a meaningful shape. That's much to do. But something which is more meaningful, Moshe, if Tom's got a house shape, so he wants to stick it into the melon to make a form of a house. Come on, that's a meaningful shape. That's like a problem on Shabbos. That's a problem of Kosev. He's made a meaningful shape. It's something which resembles a house. It's not a basic, simple shape. That one should not do on Shabbos, Taka. That stack is worse. Or to cut a cake into the form of a person or an animal, that's lachor, not so good. Or to shape marzipan into a certain shape, to make it into a meaningful shape. Sorry? Yeah, to make a letter. The someone wants to write, we're going to see about this when we do moichem, but let's say someone's got written on a cake, mazel tov. So lachor, to cut through that mazel tov is problematic because you're breaking a letter. You've got icing on top of a cake, it's written mazel tov, to take a knife and slice through that letter.
Oh,
that could be better. I can't do that. Maybe that's better. When we see that, yeah, better. That's probably better. What else did we speak? Yeah, we spoke about all these things on food items. We said there was no issur machatik. The person wants to cut a cake on Shabbos, for example. So he wants to cut it in a way that he's divided up equally. He's got 10 people to cut it up to. So he wants to line the cake in lines, symmetrical lines. There's no machatik on cake. Machatik's not on food items. So that's a thing. We spoke about cream from a spray. That was also interesting. You know, you get these aerosol cans. And you can spray out of it a whipping cream. So a person wants to write on Shabbos, mazel tov. So lechoy, that's not poshut though. He's writing a letter on a cake, which is not lechoy so poshut. Besides that, he's also got a problem of, it could be a problem of moilid, we spoke about, yeah? That you're changing from a liquid to a solid. It's also not so good. So this whipping cream should be avoided. That means even to make a simple shape on a cake, the person takes a whipping cream and he wants to make like a zigzag around the cake. No, it's not. That's not clear. It's a simple shape. Chayav, that's not after melacha kosev, but one should not do that on Shabbos due to the problem of moilit. That's another thing that one should be careful about, so one has to avoid that as well. What else was there? Food. Then we spoke about walking on snow. That was also an interesting thing to myself. When a person makes a print, so we said that was mutter. Why that was mutter? The ratio is low. Nichele is not interested in it. The Maisa, yeah. What?
When it gets to A to B,
when it gets to A to B, you're not really interested in making a footmark, and therefore that's allowed to be done. What we spoke about, interesting shayla. Remember at the time that someone was Moira, I think 2 years ago, someone asked one of the rabbonim here, interesting shayla, that his neighbour was away for Shabbos. And he wants to make sure that people know that someone's walked into his footpath. So he'd specially made footprints into Yenna's footpath in order that people should know that he's there. That is much worse, actually. Because there he wants the footprints. Yeah? The footprint, the whole idea of the footprint there is to make sure that people know he's there. That is worse. That's not so possible to do.
And actually make a mess.
What?
And actually make a mess.
Yeah, if you don't make a meaningful shape at all, and if you're not interested at all in making any sort of shape, you just make it haphazardly, you're not interested at all or whatever, you just make a line there so people look like you've been there but doesn't know more than that. That is okay to do. Yeah? X-rays we spoke about, registering in hospital we spoke about, someone has to go to hospital, so that's nicer. Sometimes there might be that you sign. I mean, they won't let you in if you sign. So obviously, if it's Pekuak, there's no shayla. Obviously, one's allowed to do it. Yeah, so if one, whatever one could do with a shin, it's not life threatening, one's got a bit of time. Let's say Pekuak, nefesh, one has to have an operation. And someone told me, I said, two people, it's interesting how it works. One person told me, I said, he was told that they won't do an operation unless he signs the paper. Unless he signs the paper, they won't operate unless he signs the paper. Someone else told me the master. He said they can't sign. They let him go through. So it's an interesting. I don't know. Every situation is probably different. I don't know how it works. But if it's not pikuach nefesh, then the chayr is much worse. You can get a non-Jew to sign for you if you want.
And operation.
Yeah, general. No, it doesn't have to be. I mean, it depends what you want. No, but maybe they don't have to operate on Shabbos. Someone's hurt his wrist, for example, they want to set a bone, let's say. So he doesn't have to do it on Shabbos. That's the thing. I must tell you, Robert, I was just telling someone this week actually, I remember last year or 2 years ago, my son hurt his hand. Many years ago, I spoke to someone in Hatzolah, and I asked them what they think about if someone breaks a bone on Shabbos. Is that called Pikuach Nefesh? So one of them said to me that they think it is called Pikuach Nefesh because sometimes a bone can be pointy, and if it's near a vein, it can be very dangerous. Yeah. And therefore, because of that, it could be called Sakonat Nefoshes. Last year or 2 years ago, I can't remember what it was, in the summer, my son hurt his hand. He was playing football and he hurt his hand. The kids said it was Tuesday morning, and so I said, look, see how it goes if it hurts. Tuesday night, I took him to the A&E. So you go to A&E, there, first of all, you go through what's called Tirage. So I went there and they asked me when it happens. I said, it happened Tuesday morning. So they said to me, well, why did you wait so long? So I said, well, I thought, I wasn't sure if it's serious. He said to me, I must tell you something, my friend. He said to me, any time a broken bone comes, you have to treat the sakonas nefoshes. I said, what for? So they said to me, why was this thing? They said to me, it could be that the bone is near a vein and that's dangerous. So you're right, so you have to know what's called sakonas nefoshes or not. But let's say someone's got something that's not sakonas nefoshes. So then the chayra, he can't sign on Shabbos. He's not asked on Shabbos. He's allowed to ask a non-Jew sign on Shabbos, maybe. But if it's not mamish, what do you call it? So, no.
Well,
not
you have to sign on Shabbos.
So go ahead. Oh, he's doing something.
No. You
have to go and let someone. Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure. That could be. But the mashal, you have with the postman, the mashal, for example. Let's say the postman comes to you and delivers to you on Shabbos.
Yeah, okay,
so he comes to you and wants to deliver anything on Shabbos. The man says, you're stuck. Well, what do you do? You can't sign. So you can tell him that I can't sign. If he wants to sign himself, which many of them do, they do something themselves. They're quite happy to do it themselves. Says they're not bothered coming next time, so they're quite happy to do it. If he wants to do that, there's no problem at all. In the hospital, you're right, it's more problematic in the hospital.
You can't ask
him
to sign yourself.
What?
What?
He can tell him, I can't sign. I can't sign. The non-Jew says to you, shall I sign for you? You mustn't say yes. If you say yes, it's like a tzibur. You like telling him to do it. You can say it to him, it will be a benefit. It's up to you. It's up to you. They have to know, but you have to be careful. Otherwise, you can't tell him to sign.
Most of these signatures,
yes, squiggle. It's still something. At least a roshim. It's also rabbon. It mustn't do that job.
It's not representing anything.
Yeah, it's true. It's not mummy. You're right. It's not mummy's esemilatory. Yeah. Then we talk about thermometer strips as well. The ones that light up. That could be. No one should avoid that. The best thing to use is a thermometer strip, which is normally the basic mercury thermometer strip. Yeah, it's hard to get hold of. That's what you have to get hold of. Those are the best ones to use, really, because that's basic. If you haven't got anything else, then some poskim say, in such a case, one's allowed to use, what do you call it?
Well,
you that's the electronic problem. That's the digital. I also shouldn't do it. Digital. Also not so good. Also not so good. And then we spoke about also having a partnership on Shabbos. We don't allow selling on Shabbos, presents on Shabbos. All these things are issa, weighing things on Shabbos. I'm sure what anyone can do is one go to a shop or to a neighbor and ask them to, can I borrow, let's say, or I shouldn't use the word borrow actually, can I have 5 apples? And I'll sort it out with you. You shouldn't say, I'm going to pay you after Shabbos, but you can tell him I'll sort it out with you. But you mustn't be clear, you mustn't do a mechachamenko on Shabbos, you mustn't do a business deal on Shabbos. So all that's also to do. And then finally we spoke yesterday about schar Shabbos, that means paying someone for doing a job. And we said the only hetzer for that is if you do it by havlom. We said havlom means that you link the job to something else. I mean, it's no good to take a babysitter, for example, on Shabbos, and then say, I'm going to take you as well on Sunday, the separate cheshbon. That's no good, that's not called havlom. Havlom means at the beginning you link the job together. You say, I'm taking you on Shabbos, provided you also come on Sunday. It's one big job. If that becomes one job together, then that's mutter to be done as what do you call it? Sorry?
The job is going
on. Yeah, that's right. And then we said to Rosh for Tzorich Mitzvah, that was another thing. Some of the Machal brings 2 days down for Tzorich Mitzvah. Now, if it's Tzorich Mitzvah, yes, we're allowed to take Schar Shabbos, Bal Tekea, Bal Tefillah, and others say it's not so good. One shouldn't do it. And even those you say you can do is Ein Roi Yisrael Brocha, so it's not so good. One should try and avoid this if one can. What?
But based on
Shabbos
in general,
no, it's not called. I also have it's not called Tzorich Mitzvah. It has to be Tzorich Mitzvah, the actual thing itself. That's okay. I also have the Shabbos, but I also have it's not called. That's not the head of Tzorich Mitzvah. You want to go to a Shev Brocha, you want to go to a Beritza, that's not called Tzorich Mitzvah. And these are actually
Mitzvah.
What?
Only Shabbos is Mitzvah.
Yeah, you have to do any shows in other ways. That's not the fact that you want to get a basis and you need to have a bit of a rest. I think that's called a mitzvah. That's not enough of a mitzvah, I think. I also had this question. Otherwise, you've done away with the whole Islam. Every time you get a basis, you always get a hetzer to a mitzvah. It has to be a direct mitzvah itself, what you're doing. The fact that you're going to do something else, that's not called a hetzer. Alright, so stop there. So that's the next time is Moshe. We'll start on the Melech of Moshe. Alright.
Alright.